while the relationship between top-tier universities and the Zionist project and the liberal project around private property and individual rights goes back to the 18th century, we can see various junctures in which they met. For instance, 1873, the inception of the British intelligence services, followed closely by Disraeli's election in 1874, and he took the intelligence services under his wing. Disraeli was proto-Zionist, of course, who saw, had a vision of Jews returning to their ancestral homelands. So we can see even before Zionism became a thing that these strands were starting to come together. Since then, specifically Oxbridge has been involved in relationships with the intelligence services. We all know the Cambridge recruitment system. And also Oxford, in the sense that it's been the receptacle for a continuum of liberal philosophers who were fast-tracked through with no real history or intellectual history or contribution of their disciplines, fast-tracked through into various parts of the Oxford and Cambridge university system. For instance, Isaiah Berlin, 1832, no books, no publications, no PhD, no application process, no interview. Yet he did PPE, that awful degree where he's supposed to learn, you know, philosophy, politics, and economics in 3 years. He was fast tracked straight to a lectureship in New College. And he'd been, and 8 years later, he was recruited by MI6, spent the rest of his career encouraging students to join the intelligence services as a worthy career. And we can see that the same process, the same continuum throughout the 1950s. In the 1990s, Goffman, as a supervisor, was recruited from Tel Aviv into Oxford, fast-tracked into a professorship. Read his work. It's lightweight fluff on ethics. He makes no contribution to his. He's not a discursive producer. He doesn't produce concepts. He doesn't do anything for his discipline. It's lightweight fluff, passable. Like Jason Arday's stuff was quite passable if you actually read it. And he's, all of a sudden, you know, he's the professor and the director of the I'm a research centre, so-called, funded by this strange Japanese philanthropist, the Uhuro Centre. And he supervises Kaufmann's PhD, which is, again, lightweight fluff on the relationship between ethics and race science and hereditarianism. So this is a continuum that goes back, well, you know, into the 19th century, probably before you trace it back to the aftermath of Locke's intervention and John Locke's intervention in philosophy. Protecting private property, Isaiah Berlin spent his life trashing Hannah Arendt's notion of positive liberty, where, you know, working people and the popular masses should have enough wages, material, a livelihood and a material infrastructure in which they can live their lives. Whereas Isaiah Berlin simply focused on mad leaders like Hitler, he thought it was an idealist phenomenon. So he trashed her and defended negative liberty, private property, and the accumulation of private. If you do that, you defend that basic right-wing liberal principle. If you're fairly friendly to Zionism at the same time, then you will be fast-tracked through these various dodgy research centres in Oxford and Cambridge, and there you are. While, I might add, wonderfully hard-working, clever researchers are producing really good research in the lower tiers, and they're being ignored while these individuals are fast-tracked in the top tier of the university system.
So where's a good place for people to follow this up if they want to, Steve?
Oh, it's, you'll have to do some research. There are no well-known books which condense all of this stuff in the single arguments. You have to do an awful lot of research in little nooks and crannies, articles here, there and everywhere. I do recommend that everyone reads Gil Durand's The Nerd Reich, which looks at this horrible development of this. Like Jean Baudrillard said once, it's all turning out like the script for a very bad science fiction novel. Well, you see, these tech brothers, military-industrial complex, and also their connection to transatlantic and intelligence services, Israeli intelligence services, all the rest of it. You see all of that. And this is, they are funding TL, don't forget TL, Curtis Yarvin, the dark Enlightenment philosopher, Kofnas and Richard, you know, loonies like Richard and Amy are all pals. They're all getting funded. TL, and don't forget TL, the door was opened for TL by Epstein over 20 years ago. And don't forget that most people get the Epstein-Maxwell relationship the wrong way around. In fact, Maxwell was the godmother, the daughter of Robert Maxwell, of course, the famous Mossad spy. And she's the godmother of the whole thing. And she Epstein was mainly her little toy boy runaround.
Okay. So this, yeah, but in a nutshell, what's the purpose of it all?
The purpose of it all is to make sure that right-wing liberal capital accumulators who think they deserve to be the elite remain on top of Western society, and that the popular masses are kept in their place.
And Jason Nardei is just a casualty of this?
It's just a casualty. I mean, I read some of his stuff on discrimination in education. It was okay. I mean, I would have published some of it in a, you know, I don't think it's Cambridge professorial standard, I have to say that. But in a sense, I think it was marginally better than, well, no, it was a lot better than anything Kofnas has written.